I myself, Jennifer Gray Charneau, made this submission to Wikipedia, the online free encyclopedia, with the hopes that they would allow this article to be published as part of their free encyclopedia. But even though I asked for assistance, this was rejected. Zira Polyandre Charneau, 1935, and now I can say to October the 20th, 2011, Canadian citizen. We are scientists who discover and artists who create. We must be both. An artist, poet, architect, planner, physicist, fluid physicist, biophysicist, prolific inventor, speaker and author, professor of optics and acoustics in Denmark, lifestyle researcher in North America and the United Kingdom, teacher of deep relaxation, Zen meditation, and Tibetan Buddhist meditation. Having worked to support life in space, and as founder and CEO of numerous companies and charitable organizations spanning over 5 decades, Zira has specialized in local self-reliance using controlled and protected environments within a changing global context. Coining the term anaclism, he wrote related magazine articles. An autobiographical book released in 2004 is titled Anaclism, Submerged in Spirit, A Philosophy of the Spirit. A subsequent book is titled What Life Is and What Life Is For. In the area of physics, particularly magnetics, breakthrough research yielded the understanding of conservation of path length and susceptibility. In the area of health sciences, having conducted research and developed many breakthrough diagnostic and surgical devices, Zira coined the term meta-neural network. His lifestyle research in the mid-1960s led to the creation of an organization named Frontiers of Science Fellowship, which performed research and offered educational services. These activities were extensively photographed and documented by journalistic photographer Robert Fitch. Alan Watts was a frequent contributor to the monthly publication, Changes Magazine. Zira's last academic supervisor was Professor Kiyoshi Izumi, Department of Urban and Regional Planning, University of Waterloo. Previously a fellow researcher with Humphrey Osmond and Abram Hoffer. Under Professor Izumi in 1986, Zira completed a thesis titled Language, Literacy, and Intelligence, : Made for Each Other, ! Professor Izumi nominated Zira for the Who's Who in Canada. In the therapeutic realm, Zira worked professionally with a number of researchers and therapists, John C. Lilly, Stanislav Grof, Walter Pahnke, Dennis Kelsey, and Hans Esser. In a more spiritually oriented realm, Z had a close kinship and was friends with the well-known medium Arthur Ford. Professionally and artistically, Zira exchanged extensively with Ala Raka, Richie Havens, John Lennon, Peter Tork, Arlo Guthrie, Jerry Garcia, Jack Nicholson, James Coburn, and others. Zira, Arabella Churchill, and Andrew Carr were the three producers for the first Glastonbury Festival in 1972. The film was directed by Nicholas Rogue. Some of the musical performers were David Bowie, Melanie, Fairport Convention, Traffic, and Gentle Fire. Zira was partially responsible for the building of the stage pyramid and for constructing a large Charneau modular dome. Zira's paintings were exhibited at the Torrance Gallery in Edinburgh, Scotland, with Ernst Neuschel in 1972. In the 1970s, Zira created a company, Devatron, in the north of Scotland, for controlled environments, providing optimal plant or food production to prevent famine in the face of increasing population, increasing pollution, and changing global climate. Numerous attempts have been made to revitalize this work in North America and worldwide since leaving the UK in 1979. In the late 1980s, Zira chaired the fall sessions of the United Nations Epistemological Group, The Ecology of Knowledge. Kiyoshi Izumi and Hans Esser were also members of this group. In the late 1980s, early 1990s, Zira, family, and associates ran a charitable, ecodynamic environmental research station. He and his wife also operated a health education center, generating many positive outcomes and numerous case studies of healing. Ever willing to solve problems that everyone else has given up on, Zira concerns himself that too little has been done too late in preparation for the more and more evident global earth changes, and that greed, fear, and expanding paranoia have destroyed much that was possible. One of the many points that he has made repeatedly, which he had hoped to counter through his merging of the scientific with the spiritual, change as much as you can, as fast as you can, or face the future violently. In 2005, Zira became a great-grandfather. Semi-retired, Z writes and occasionally lectures. He provides meditation, deep relaxation, and comprehensive environmental health consultation where appropriate. Books, thousands of pages of writings and transcriptions, scripts on advanced deep relaxation, and 800 or more hours of audio recordings are self-published. Zira and his wife created a free website in 2004, and it is still available online. A complete list of Zira's works are available through the website and its links.